RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Casting Network, May 26, 2019. We are live. Memorial Day weekend is here once again. And, you know, you've got NASCAR with the Charlotte 600 start off with a big, you know, Memorial Day military, blah, blah, blah. Then you got people in the alternative media, like up on Henry Mackow's site, basically trashing anybody that was in the military and saying that none of them are heroes, and, you know, bringing up the Smedley Butler thing. And I realize it's somewhere in between. And, you know, the officer class, the elites, the generals, the war pigs, as Ozzy and Black Sabbath called them, the servants of the big military corporations, and, you know, I was watching an interesting something on YouTube, and it was really getting into Hollywood's connection with the military-industrial complex. And, you know, in order for them to get these military weapon systems into movies and getting permission from the government, it's just this incestuous, crazy, crazy relationship. And basically, anytime you see one of these type of movies, the script has to be approved by freaking alphabets and so forth and so on. So the power of cinema, you know, it's massive over the minds of our people. I mean, there's so many people I work with. They're just straight up, like, just Hollywood tools, movie buffs. Some of them are even like comic book and comic movie. I mean, this Avengers stuff. And it's just like, people are insane. People are vapid, vacuous, shallow. They love to detach from reality and go into fantasy, and therefore they don't have to think. And like those of us that listen to all these networks like RBN, they don't have to stare the pain in the face all the time like we choose to. And then sometimes, you know, you have to take a break from it, but you can't take a break for long if you're even dedicated to, you know, bringing forth a better existence. You can't stay away from it. It consumes you. It's just it's what it does to all of us. We live it, you know. Pop culture, sports, I can't even get caught up in it anymore at all. It's just even, I feel dirty just to, you know, like the St. Louis Blues here. They're in the Stanley Cup against Boston. St. Louis is in a tizzy. The St. Louis Blues have never won the Stanley Cup, so this is huge in St. Louis, and everybody's just, gosh, it's idolatry. And, you know, I've probably watched and this year, I could probably say no more than 15 minutes worth of hockey in total. And I'm the type of person where I'm like, look, if a team's doing good without me watching them, as soon as I start watching them, they'll do bad. And so I'm kind of half superstitious like that anyway. But, you know, I know it's good for the bottom line for the city and vendors and entrepreneurs and people that own bars and all these things. I know how this trickle down works with sports and how it generates money into your economy and so forth, but I can't get excited about it. I can't, you know, join the hype. I just feel plastic and pretty pathetic. And I know many of you feel the same way. The phone lines are going to be open. 1-800-313-9443. I got a lot to get to. So if you're just calling in to hear yourself speak or whatever, but if you got something substantive, feel free to call in 1-800-313-9443. Now, there's a lot going on here. You know, I keep looking at these two female Islamic congresswomen, and I'm starting to really feel the psyop here, the psychological operations. You got the one Palestinian woman, Tlaib, Rashida Tlaib out of Detroit, and you got this Ilhan Omar out of Minnesota, Minneapolis area, where little Somalia. And, you know, the one wears the hijab, the other doesn't. The one is pretty foul-mouthed, and, you know, we're going to impeach this MF, that's the Palestinian one. And then the other one is this very, you know, more proper acting and so forth and so on. But we're going to start off with this, and this cuts into this abortion thing. Okay, so Miss Omar, who allegedly married her brother over some immigration skullduggery and all kinds of strange things. And, you know, I spent time in Somalia. It's a very, very, well, I can't say what it is now, but in the 92, because I got out of the military in 93. But the place was destroyed. And it's fundamentalist. You hear the sound from the minaret, the call to prayer and so forth. At all times during the day. But Ken, if you would get clip three ready. Now, I'm sure many of you have heard this, but this is the strangeness, this red, black, and green coalition. And she's basically all three, these democratic socialists. She's a black female African, and she is Islamic. So let's listen to a little bit of this and imagine what they would do to her in her own country or one of these other Islamic nations when she says these things. This is the taqiyya. Now, this is the Islamic version of practicing deception to further the goal. The end justifies the means. The Jesuits, of course, the Talmudic principles where you can lie and steal from Gentiles and so forth and so on, and it's not, you know, sinful. And, you know, the Islamic gangsters, they got their own little form of deception called taqiyya. And let's listen to clip three.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, my name is C. Godin. Let's listen to what Omar has to say, Representative Omar, on the House floor, and I could give you my commentary because this is absolutely insane.
Religious fundamentalists are currently trying to manipulate state laws in order to impose their beliefs on an entire society.
Oh, you mean what you're trying to do? Impose your beliefs on our society and then act like victims if we don't believe you? Huh, interesting. Okay,
let's trying to manipulate state laws in order to impose their beliefs on an entire society. All with
choke on your own lie there, son.
Complete disregard for voices and the rights of American women.
What?
The recent efforts, like those in Alabama, in Georgia, are
really?
Only the latest in a long history of efforts to criminalize women for simply existing.
Wait, what? Wait a minute. I am pretty sure Islam is against abortion. Why is she for? Oh, right, because they're not aborting Muslims, they're aborting Americans. But seriously, abortion is against the Islamic faith. What the? Oh, wow. And then she says that abortion, that not having legalized abortion is attacking women. Well, what about the women who are being aborted? Oops.
To punish us when we don't conform to their attempts to control us.
Why don't you say this in Saudi Arabia? Or Iran? Or Pakistan? Or Syria? Or Yemen? Or Kuwait? Or the United Arab Emirates? Or Somalia? You know, the place where you fled from? Because, you know, your people are so kind over there. Excuse me.
But because it's happening here, with the support of the ultra-conservative religious right, we call it religious freedom.
What?
It's simply unthinkable. Let's
Wait,
just
what?
Be honest. For the religious right, this isn't simply about their care or concern for life. If they cared about or were concerned about
children,
they would be concerned about the children that are being detained and those that are dying in camps across our borders.
Are you serious? Okay. For a second that I thought she was going to make a point about war, but she went the immigration route. So she basically said, if you care about children, you care about someone else's children. Actually, parents' jobs are to take care of their own children. And we are supposed to help each other as citizens. Why are we taking care of a whole nation's country's children and citizens who are coming over here breaking our laws? Why is that our responsibility? All right, because no one wants to address that the countries that these illegals are fleeing from, their governments treat them like crap. So instead of addressing that issue, they just blame America and the white man. Let's continue.
All right, go ahead and stop it. It's more complicated than that. You know, there's this agenda here, okay, with the countries in Central and South America. You've got NGOs, you've got these gazillionaire fronts, fifth columns operating in all these countries. And we've, you know, our government, well, it's not ours, but the one that rules over us, they've been tinkering and playing. You know, you got the Monroe Doctrine, which in and of itself to try to keep Europe, the European powers at the time, kind of out of the business of this hemisphere is not a bad thing. But when our country basically got taken over by the elites with psychopathic tendencies, and then we started School of the Americas type behavior, death squads, coups, assassinations, putting in tin pot dictators that'll play ball with our various corporations across the spectrum. And on top of that, in the last, you know, few decades, but it's really accelerating now, the push to get us flooded with third worlders to create this basically nationwide cloud and piven, throw us into a tailspin, force socialism down our throats, and so forth and so on. And so, but Ilhan Omar, we have to realize with our intelligence agencies and letting a young lady like this with the control the Democratic Party has in these areas where they are a one party system, places like a lot of parts of Minnesota where everybody's a dumb lib and they're just, they vote Democrat, like, you know, you a knee jerk. They put various people, you know, like the whole AOC thing, having to audition for her role as this congresswoman to run and so forth. I see the similarities with Tlaib there in Detroit, Rashida Tlaib, and then this Omar as psychological warfare agents on the larger population as a nice knife to cut, you know, division wise where we're, you know, Rents the other night, he played a recording of Rashida Tlaib in front of some, I think it was, and I was looking for it for a while today and I couldn't find it, where she basically said, look, we need to create the conditions here to proselytize as many Americans as we can into Islam and so forth and so on. Very, you know, inflammatory remarks, you know, and these are the same people that speak out both sides of their mouths. This is this Zelenskyite world revolution Machiavellian behavior where they can be the utmost hypocrites. And I'm going to cover some of the other stuff with some of these characters like Schiff and Nadler. They're the same thing. You can follow, depending on who's in power, and then read their quotes and listen to them live where they said things at one point, but then the tables get turned and these people can turn on a 180 on a dime and then say the exact opposite thing because a guy like Trump and the opposite party's in power. And, you know, some people want to oversimplify this, like these are two groups just playing the game and et cetera. And I don't, you know, the elites that are in the interlocking directorate across both parties, like the Clintons and the Bushes, sure. But there's outliers in the Republican Party, especially that, let's just say, are not suicidal, do not want to relinquish our sovereignty to global bodies, and so forth and so on. The Democratic Party, it's a much smaller group of people. The large lion's share of them have all sold out to basically international socialism, what we go basically call global Zio communism. Okay, they're all on board with it. Now there are elements of as far as outliers on the far kind of radical spectrum that the main kind of, you know, Clintonistas can't control now. Elements of Antifa and so forth, siding with the Palestinians versus the Israelis and so forth. So there's a Frankenstein that's been created by some of these traditional left elements like the Rabbi Stephen Wises and Jacob Schiff's and so forth and so on, where they thought they were just going to build this left movement here that was never going to go off the plantation. Well, there's a lot of insanity that's happening. And, you know, for some reason around here, I've seen so many vehicle accidents. I saw a fatality accident last week where a couple people were just ran at full speed right up under a semi dead. I've seen so many car accidents and very serious ones in the last week and a half, 2 weeks. It's very, very strange. And I'm reading about, you know, looking around at all these people that kind of follow the weather and the signs in the heavens, all the kind of the Bible prophecy people, and they're talking about all these waves and strange phenomenon in space and so forth. But I mean, think about this. I'm just going through some of the things I've seen. Wildfires, a lot of crazy eruptions meteorites, earthquakes, all right? Basically, the heavens shaking, various platforms are talking about this. Massive tornadoes this year. Jefferson City, Missouri was just blasted by a tornado. Oklahoma, in the last couple weeks, really got blasted. Floods, which might lead to collapse of the food chain, you know, crops and so forth. This Ebola starting to break out. Russian warplanes. Just a lot of things. And, you know, the people controlling the media, and I've talked about this numerous times, the way they can almost push the apocalyptic narrative, knowing that there's a lot of people watching for weather phenomenon and natural disasters and so forth, and how they can push that apocalyptic angle to get people thinking that, you know, we're moving into this scenario, biblical end times, eschatological scenario. And I mean, it's crazy. A lot of people even talk about, I was listening to Dean Henderson the other night, and he even mentioned this. He almost feels like we're approaching this apocalypse. And so, you know, I don't know, but I feel something has happened in the spirit realm to where our fellow creatures out here, especially those that are jacked in very, very tightly into their phones and the digital kind of psychological weapon systems that we all know exist, the social media and just basically screen time, and, you know, the deceptive elements of where people think they're getting accurate information, knowing that it's just inflammatory propaganda. So, let's see here. Let's, Ken, get clip two ready. This was Alex Jones about 4 days ago. And they're talking about the Insurrection Act and all this stuff. And, you know, we've got this declassification that everybody's hyped up over about the information that led to this, you know, attempted coup on Trump, if you believe that narrative. Some people don't. A lot of people do. I mean, it looks very bad. Could this all be theatrics? You hope not, but at the same time, you almost hope that it is, because if it's not, it's that bad of a level of treason. And we've all known, those of us that followed Obama from the beginning, I was reading books on Obama right when his star was rising, and I knew something was wrong. I knew this guy was bad news. And then you dig into the background with the Frank Marshall Davis and the communists and all this May 19th, Bill Ayers, Weatherman's crap. It's just, I'm so sick of these elites throwing communists our way because they just like it as an easy management system for all of us little people. Let's roll clip two.
Paul Revere. That is actually a normal, real battle plan. This is what you would do if our government wasn't full of criminals. It admits that China runs California, China runs Hollywood, and what President Trump needs to do in a real emergency. Because this country's already so far gone, this is probably the only type of thing that actually could save it. So again, we don't like martial law, folks. This is what we've already been in. We're already under a martial law that's Hollywood, Chi-Com run, trying to start a race war. Millions are pouring in, diseases, crime, society's breaking down, we're going bankrupt. Democrat internal documents admits that's the plan. Congress won't act. So what does the president do under the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4? What Trump is saying is that there's a lawless total collapse and no order
to any of this.
People who are worried about Trump becoming an authoritarian need to have a reality check. It's the authoritarianism of the left that is crushing the First Amendment, crushing our fair and free elections, and overrunning our country. And Trump is finally standing up and saying, you know what? I'm going to fight for America. And we, the people, need to support him. And if Trump needs to invoke the Insurrection Act and invoke the executive orders that Obama left behind, you know, Trump needs to use the powers that we, the people, granted him because we elected Trump to defend America. Remember, Alex, Trump ran on build the wall, drain the swamp, lock her up. Trump ran on the platform of indicting the treasonous criminals inside America. So Trump is simply fulfilling his promises to the voters. And the voters knew that Trump was going to do this when we elected him. And we want him to do it. And we support him doing it. So that's where we are today. It's time to defend America. We have the right to self-defense. If the Democrats ever seize power again, they will gut this country. They will destroy the Second Amendment. They've already crushed the First Amendment. They will go door to door with gun confiscations. And I think the radicalism of the left would actually lead this country to a point where leftists are executing Christians door to door, criminalizing scripture, criminalizing the Bible, and literally hunting down and killing people.
Oh, I have stacks of news where they're openly saying it in mainline sites, kill all Christians now. This is their modus operandi. We're not the radicals. They've gotten to this point.
Right now, some disturbing new numbers on religious persecution across the world, showing roughly
So this is where we're at with like the big guys in alternative media, Jones, and that was Mike Adams there. And so, you know, I realize that this narrative that we see on the surface, the deplatforming and all the goons in this massive field of people 2020 on the Democratic Party, a large swath of them are, I would say, 90% plus are very hostile to personal gun ownership. None of them really care about free speech. They think that, you know, if my speech offends some clown out here, that somehow that my speech should be, you know, negated somehow. I get this, but it's almost too simple. It's like, are these people really all commies, or are they just getting marching orders? You know, there's a clique of people, a small clique in alternative media that believes this is kind of a reverse psyop to present the American Democrat as such a sick and repulsive creature that everybody runs into the corporate kind of, I don't want to say fascist, but the corporate American right, the kosherized neoconservative Likudnik Republican Party. And I mean, gosh, you have to, I mean, we realize that a lot of these people are actors and they don't mind acting, but they're acting as far as this is true deception, because these people are acting like they are representatives of their various constituencies. And so this isn't like acting in a Hollywood movie. You're actually acting, affecting people's psyche on another level. These people think that that the Jerry Nadler and the Pelosi and Lindsey Graham and Mark Meadows and all these people are true representatives of them. And so when they see these people getting into this warfare with each other, I believe that a lot of these people are sick, sick, sick individuals. And whether they truly embrace full-blown, like, Marxist-Leninism, I don't know. But it's like at least they want to be like the Swedish, squeamish socialist types, or the ones in Germany, or the Macron types in France. And we'll have to talk about these big sweeps, alleged sweeps towards populists and nationalists in these European elections, and what that means. All right, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Stay my guy down the road. Another mother, how we go? Unbind him, don't bother me. The mother demanded immunity, and I'm really free. And then came
your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
From the battlefield, take your seat in the Hall of Kings, celebrating recent victories. Look towards the future yet may bring. The warrior is he, fight for victory. The warrior is he, fight for victory.
Let's drink to the thrill of combat. Let's drink as the foes all yield. Let's drink to our mighty warriors. Let's drink to the northern winds. Let's drink to our women's beauty. Let's drink for the war.
All right, we're back. So this young lady, Lauren Southern, who, let's just say, people have dug into her and a lot of people have questions about her, let's just say, bona fides. released this Borderland movie, which I started watching earlier today. It came up in my YouTube suggestions. Allegedly, it's been taken down already after being up only about a day and a half. It's too, you know, it's a Gateway Pundit article saying it's too hot for blah, blah, blah. And it's all about, you know, this crisis that we're dealing with here. So it's supposedly been taken down. I'll have to check that out during a break. So when we're talking about this censorship thing, and Ken, get clip 4 queued up. And I saw this last week and I didn't play it, but this is kind of an interesting angle when you look at this censorship thing. You know, this CrossFit big Facebook page, 1.something million people was taken down. I think that we're going to see a couple things happen. Let's roll clip 4. We'll talk about it.
The whole situation that has gone down with Facebook, between Ms. Loomer and Mr. Jones, and let's see, Mr. Watson and the others. Why haven't these people filed a multi-million dollar lawsuit against Facebook for discrimination? What are they waiting for? You have to ask yourself that question. It's starting to make me wonder if they're involved in the play, if they're involved in the game. Because I tell you what, if one of those people had been me, it already would have been done. I would have already given you case number. Because there is very, very blatant, and I do mean blatant, violations of Facebook's terms of service, but their videos are still up. Their content's still up. Their advertisements are still up, and their T-shirts are still up, and their websites are still up. What is going on here? Why haven't those six people that were taken off of Facebook, and then it's a big old worldwide event, why has not one of them filed a multi-million dollar lawsuit against Facebook? Why? See, listen, let me tell you something. Discrimination falls under the federal government and the private sector. Are you aware of this? Freedom of speech does not. Freedom of speech technically is a government thing. In other words, if you walk into a courthouse, you start running your mouth and screaming at the top of your lungs. Technically, if something were to be done about it, in other words, you're to be arrested or something of the nature, that would be a violation of your First Amendment. Technically. However, in the private sector, it didn't work like that. Because the First Amendment deals with government and the First Amendment. Whereas Facebook, that's under a private organization. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Discrimination falls under both federal government and the private sector all day long. Why hasn't Mrs. Loomer filed a multi-million dollar lawsuit? Why not? Why hasn't Mr. Jones filed a multi-million dollar lawsuit? Why not? Why hasn't Mr. Watson done the same thing? Why not? For discrimination. It is discrimination. Absolutely. Why hasn't Farrakhan filed a multi-million dollar lawsuit? Why not? Something's wrong with this picture, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, you can stop it there. And I watched Farrakhan's little thing, and I spoke about it last week about that thing with that priest, Jesuit priest Flager. Now, what I think they did here, I think the big people like Jones and so forth, I think they're going to get reinstated. These kind of kosher conservatives, I think they're going to get reinstated, while all the smaller people like us, RBN and other people with complete free speech and completely all over the map ideas. I think eventually, you know, why is RBN's Facebook still up? I guess it is. Is it up, Ken? You know? Yes, RBN's is still up. You know, part of it, you want to think like, okay, look, we're a small enough fish to where they're not even worried about it because our impact is not even doesn't reach to the threshold that they consider dangerous. That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is they're just waiting for the right time. Maybe they're going to reinstate all these folks who kind of have an interesting. Now, Farrakhan's, and that's a whole nother level there, but I think they finally got Farrakhan because Jones and Farrakhan have done interviews together, and they're like, you know what, we'll throw Farrakhan here in the mix because we can with all these other folks. So it's interesting to watch. I think Farrakhan's going to get reinstated as well. But I think a lot of the smaller I think there's going to be a whole ton of people getting censored in the next, you know, year that it's going to go crazy. You know, Facebook's dealing with a bunch of lawsuits now all over the world. So who knows what's going to happen with this company, you know, the InQtel investment arm of the CIA anyway, putting up all this money for Google, Facebook, and so forth and so on. So we'll see what happens. Let's see here. Let's go to clip six. Something just happened down in Peru. Massive earthquake. Let's roll clip six.
Are you serious? Are you serious, folks? We just had a terrible earthquake. Just hit Peru, just this morning. Looks like it's an 8.0. It's a mega, mega, mega quake. 8.0, powerful. It hit right in the Amazon jungle of Peru early this morning. We do not know what the death toll is. We know one person is dead. That was initially discovered, but there's three hospitals, three schools, two churches, and another town that have been destroyed. There are 27 homes damaged, 6 people injured in another location. It's just right, way too early to tell.
So you got an 8.0 earthquakes in diverse places. Let's roll clip 7 real quick. This one's about this more Ebola.
There is a
in
new
West
outbreak
Africa.
Of Ebola in West Africa. News of this is just beginning to really filter into U.S. news. There's a wave of panic that is spreading across these countries over there. And gradually you'll see a bit of panic as this becomes a bigger problem. Here in the United States, we're going to hear a lot more about it in the media. So let's talk about it some. And as this thing spreads out of control in Africa, it makes me remember back in the early days of my first channel, the End Times News Report, when I covered things like this a lot more often. So what I want to do is step back in time to some reporting that I did in 2014. I'll play you just a quick clip from one of those shows. Let me bring this up here. This is about 2 minutes long, and then we'll talk about some of this afterward.
In the United States, we have had 9 people with Ebola. I'm going to tell you the arrival dates or the diagnosis dates and what happened to them. First of all, on August the 2nd.
Now, we've been talking about this for a few weeks. People, they had to quarantine some DRC people coming through our southern border. I haven't heard anything about what happened to these people. Of course, we're not going to. This biohazard angle has always gotten me. So Ken's basically saying a great red spot on Jupiter's coming apart, flaking off huge areas bigger than 10,000 kilometers. I don't know. But let's take Nancy in California. I just saw you up on the board, Nancy. Sorry about that. You there?
I am. So I was just going to say, I was going to comment on your last clip or comment, actually, about why Alex Jones doesn't sue and Louis Farrakhan, etc. You probably know who Bobby Fischer is.
Oh, sure.
Everybody does. Brilliant man. He said our courts are corrupted. They're controlled here in America. He left and he went to Iceland. And maybe that's one. I'm not saying I trust Alex Jones or anything. I'm just saying that even if they did, it's not like they're going to get a fair trial.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, Jones has this guy, Robert Barnes, that is basically his lead counsel now. Very, very smart guy, and he brings him on the show a lot. And, you know, it really depends on what venue you're going to file your case in. If it's going to be
out
there.
Look at what they're doing with Trump, though.
Yeah,
I was going to investigate it, and they're investigating again and again, and they're just going to keep going. And look what Hillary did, and she got away with it. Oh, yeah, she made some errors, but she didn't do it on purpose. I mean, there's no truth and honesty in this country anymore.
Yeah. Have you seen this thing where the Attorney General Barr, so it's all these Obama judges, nearly 40 injunctions against Trump, okay, during his first 2 years in office. Now, the entire time Obama was in office, there was only two. But in the entire 20th century, there's only like 20-something where federal courts jumped in and said, carte blanche, this is a nationwide injunction, blah, blah, blah. And so they've already done it like massively to Trump, like exponentially way more than in the entire breadth of the 20th century. I was just digging into some of this today, and it's just like massive corruption in the courts.
If he didn't have the money he has, he would have been gone by now. I think that it's his own wealth that has stemmed the tide, that has given him the clout, the legal, financial ability to protect himself.
I would tend to agree with that. Sure. I mean, when you've got at least, you know, let's say Trump came in and he was only worth a couple million dollars, he'd be in some serious in the red with legal bills right now, wouldn't he?
These
and of course,
people should be tried for sedition. I'm so mad. I am so angry. I'm so sick of this country.
Yeah, what part of California are you in, if you don't mind me asking?
Orange County.
Oh, wow. So I was just watching all the homeless along these bike trails, I guess, in Anaheim and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about
downhill.
The
possibility?
Yeah, what
it's
do you think about
downhill.
The possibility? Yeah. What do you think about the possibility of the whole typhus thing with the rats up in L.A. and Skid Row and all that?
They want it. They want chaos. Out of chaos comes order, you know, their little communist mantra. And they're doing a really good job of creating it.
You know, what's fascinating is, I mean, what do you think they're going to do to all these junkies and so forth, this epicenter of homelessness in San Fran and L.A.?
They want the chaos.
Yeah, but am I asking is the end game? Do you think eventually they're just gonna when the real butchers come in, they're just gonna freaking disappear these people?
Oh, they'll give them some weapons and arm them and give them permission to go take law-abiding citizens' homes. It'll just create chaos. They are going to be the proletariat for the communists. They're going to be the ones that go against all of the taxpayers who actually hold down jobs and pay taxes, et cetera.
Yeah, I think they'll split them up. I think the ones that are salvageable, they'll make those the shock troops. But I think the real serious druggies and so forth, they'll
the ones that'll go murder. They're the ones that'll go murder for them. The other ones might have more of a conscience, but it's the druggies. that maybe want to fix that'll go do their dirty work.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I mean, a lot of them are in bad shape physically, but these Antifa types, I think, are going to be the real killers. And then, of course, they'll open the prisons and jails, and then they'll give those folks an offer they can't refuse. Kind of like the whole Daesh ISIS thing, where the Saudi, all these characters on death row, they just made these guys killers.
I think I would like to go to Iceland like Bobby Fischer did. You know, that's where he got his. He had that tournament where he became the world chess champ. They respected him there. What happened to their bankers? Their bankers were arrested. Too bad it's not a bigger, more powerful country. It won't afford very much protection, really.
Yeah, it's looking pretty bleak here, but, you know, there's still a lot of people here. We'll see what happens, but I still... You know, there's pockets, you know, you get outside these strongholds of idiocy, and there's still a lot of good people out here in middle America, so.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah.
So what is your program called, by the way?
Incendiary Radio.
That's what I thought. I had written it down because I wanted to listen to you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
All right.
You're welcome.
Ya. Yeah, it's a tough one, man. These people that live in these, you know, places that used to be great. You know, I lived out there on the West Coast in the late 80s when I was in the military in Anaheim and all of that stuff. I mean, it was starting to be, you know, Disneyland is there. I've been there numerous times, but it was still nice. You could see that there was a lot of influx of immigrants and so forth and so on even then, but there's still a nice place. And now this one party sickos out there have basically let it, you know, get overran. Let's take Leonard in Washington. We got Leonard.
Hey, how's it going?
It's all right, man. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to talk about a topic that's not covered enough, and I think it's probably the most important, and that's this global economic reset that's happening right now, specifically about cryptocurrency. Now, I listened to the X22 report and Jim Willey and Lynette Zhang, and they talk about this, gold backing that they think is coming, but I want to specifically talk about XRP and Ripple.
Yeah,
and I don't think anybody's covering this, and I don't think they realize just how close this is to becoming a supranational currency. I think if you look at their partnerships, 2 weeks ago there was a meeting with every central bank on the planet, along with the IMF, Christine Lagarde, and Augustus Karstens, who is the head of the Bank of International Settlements, along with the Ripple CEO, Brad Garlinghouse. Ripple is a software company that designs, that handles cross-border payments, that's all designed around this XRP token. Now, with this
is
token,
that tied in with is that tied in with the blockchain?
Absolutely. And so it is just not fiat. We're talking moving fiat commodities like oil, gold, silver, fiat. I think I already touched upon that, but pretty much this is like a bridge currency to everything. And I think if you look at what's happening with Trump and the Chinese with all these trade deals that he's negotiating, I think that Trump understands that the global reserve currency status of the dollar is about to go away, and that he's trying to negotiate all these deals for when this supranational currency comes on board.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people that invested in Ripple a couple of years ago, and they threw some money at it. And, you know, one of my buddies, he's big in the financial sector, and he basically is hoping it, let's just say, compounds it to put his daughter through college. So we'll see what happens. I mean, if you go on like use these websites, like these crazy websites that take Bitcoin, a lot of them are taking XRP as well.
Yeah, I think the part that people aren't seeing is just it's moved past that. I mean, if you look at all the banks that have already are on board, I think what we're going to see is there's going to come a point whenever they decide to flip the switch. This coin is, in my opinion, designed to be about a $10,000 coin at some point within the next 10 years. It's going to handle the derivatives, all of these, all of the financial, it's a liquidity tool is what it is. We're hitting a liquidity crisis. XRP is going to solve this. And I would say that this is something that we have to look for. Definitely by 2020, you have members of the Ripple board on the Federal Reserve Faster Payments Task Force. Mm-hmm. And then, but this could hit as soon as this year. Okay, I think July is a month that we should watch for. And as far as I think a lot of this goes along with what Jeff has been saying over the last year with this QAnon, I think the two are tied into each other. So just something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I mean, what's your thoughts about, do you have any, let's just say, hesitations with the whole digital move with, you know, with this whole kind of apocalyptic, you know, mark of the beast type of thing where we're moving into this, you know, this is where like a lot of Christians and so forth are very hesitant to deal with digital money. Biometrics, transhumanism, you know, genetic enhancements, wetware, all this. I mean, a lot of people, it really, really spooks them.
Absolutely. I totally agree. If you look at some of these other companies out there, there's one called Civic, and it was speaking, and it's about creating these personal identities. I believe it's called the ID 2020. Every human being on the planet is going to have a digital identity. And so these guys were speaking at the UN, I think it was last year, and they had a number of different blockchain companies. So, yeah, I absolutely see it going that direction, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right, Leonard, thanks for the call, man. Thanks for listening.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, see ya.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic.